Hey, Sophie. David, is it you?
Yes, that's me.
Cool. Yeah, so many thanks to both of you for being so quick this morning with the moderation and the fight changes. Much appreciated.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Hello, Florian speaking.
Hey, Flo.
Oh, Florian.
Hello.
Hello, Flo.
Nice to hear you. So, anybody already had a look at the agenda that we have in the wiki? About 7 items, if I count correctly, tonight. So, I think Michael might be missing, and anyone else?
Can I?
I am.
Oh, hi.
Okay.
I just have a look at the poll to see if we're missing anyone, otherwise we can start. I think Charles is missing, isn't he? Hello? Charles and Italo are missing, and Michael. Okay, but I think we can start with the first question. Anybody, everybody, anyone already sure that he is staying until the end? Because I have to leave it earlier today, so anyone is volunteering for taking notes?
I can do so.
Thank you. Hello, who joined?
Hello, this is Charles Schultz.
Hi, Charles.
Hi. Hi.
So, who is actually on the line? I have Sophie, Quylen, Florian, me, Charles.
Torsten here.
Torsten.
So, hello everyone.
Hello.
David?
Yep, David's here too.
Okay.
Just listening.
So we're missing Michael and Italo, but I think just with that, because the next action item was added by Michael, but maybe we can just start with action item number 4 and go on with the trademark policy and the membership committee discussion when Michael is back, or anybody else has a good insight on these two items.
Okay. Who takes notes, by the way?
I take notes.
Okay. Happy New Year to everyone, by the way.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year, right. But we achieved a lot.
Yeah.
Definitely. Just as a side note, I was quite positively shocked today when Torsten sent out the RC3 announcement, and a few minutes afterwards, nearly the service collapsed. We could fix it, but it just showed that the demand and the interest of the people was really high, which is really, I think, a very positive note to take. Quite interesting to see. We didn't have this with the previous release candidate, so I think we did a pretty good job.
Yes, it would be interesting to get some download numbers, probably.
Yeah, I have to talk to Peter. He sent a documentation on how to get download numbers, but he changed some database parameters, but they're all locked. You just have to look it up.
Also have them per language, please.
Yeah, we have per language per platform. They're all inside the database, hidden, but I have no clue on how to get them.
Okay.
At the moment, but we're logging and try to get some numbers soon.
Okay.
Ooh, hello?
Oh, hey, Michael.
Oh, you're
hello,
here.
Michael. Okay. And you're here.
Thank you.
Coming just in time. I just wanted to postpone your action item.
Oh, fair enough. Cool.
So then let's start with action item 2, trademark policy. Is everybody fine with that?
Yes.
So
yes.
Yeah.
Michael, you suggested it. Do you want to say something?
Sure. The question is, what do we do about getting legal review and so on? And should it be published, the draft we have, which looks quite promising? So I've moved to publish it and get legal review in parallel.
We can certainly submit it to legal review. We can go to the SFLC, or you guys can submit it to Novell lawyers or Red Hat lawyers or even the ODE association's lawyer, maybe.
Sure.
We have no lawyer really at hand. We of course can find one, but I think others have much better direct access to a lawyer.
Sure.
Although I believe it's quite standard.
It is quite standard, and it came from the SFLC ultimately anyway. It's just Italo's changes that need some degree of quick sanity check, I think. But
excellent.
Okay, so we publish it and also send it for review variously.
Right.
Sounds good?
Yep.
Will be okay for me, yeah. I think it's important. Lots of people asking for trademark, and the sooner we have something we can show, the better it is.
Brilliant. Let's go with that then.
So who will take care of sending out the current draft and of contacting SFLC folks?
SFLC wrote it, so I don't know that they'll give us time, but we can try.
I can at least start to coordinate with Michael and, if necessary, Quillen for any other corporate lawyers. I can do that.
Okay. And will you send out a draft, a proposed to steering discuss, for example, which
yes.
is a public list?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Just for making sure I got this right, I send out the draft, but we welcome sort of comments if they're of important nature, but there's nothing really to discuss.
That's right. I think, you know, if there are legal problems with what we're saying, we'd like to know. But otherwise,
okay.
I think we're pretty much there. I mean, of course, if the community hates it, then we need to fix it. But.
Yeah. I think the feedback is okay, definitely.
Hello, this is Olivier speaking.
Hello, Olivier.
Hello, Olivier.
Oh, hello, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Olivier.
Hello, Sophie.
So, Olivier, just... off the record, just out of curiosity, you're using the Brazil dial-in now? Does it work for you?
That's okay, yes, it's 3 o'clock.
No, just for a few weeks, the conference system has a dial-in number directly in Brazil. Do you use it? Does it work?
Last time I used it, yes. It's
okay,
a long-distance call, but it works.
Okay, good to know. Okay. So we just talked about the trademark policy and basically agreed that we will send out the current draft as a draft to the public steering discuss list to ask for feedback and show something, and at the same time try to get some legal review. And if there are no objections either from the community or from any lawyer, then we can put it in place.
Okay, great.
So, yeah. Noteworthy is that the trademark isn't registered yet, but we, of course, have already some rights, but I expect it doesn't take too long until we also formally have the mark.
Okay.
Cool, so let's move on. We did that quickly, huh?
Yeah. Right. Any other things to say for this point?
No? Not for me.
Okay, then the next point, action item, would be also by Michael, good note, discussion about forming a membership committee. We have this in the committee bylaws that such a committee will be set in place, and there have been, I think, numerous requests on how to get official membership or whatever. So, yeah. Want to say something on that, Michael?
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, we want to get this foundation set up. I think having a long delay when we have a foundation in place to get the membership agreed would not be helpful. I think that there's actually no need for us to have a foundation in place to get the membership list sorted out. So I think we should do these things in parallel. And you know, the process of vetting members and checking their contribution and doing this sort of thing does take some manual human time. So we need to find people who we trust to do that work and, you know, empower them to do it, in my view, soon, so that we can get going more quickly. And, you know, as far as I can see, there's no real requirement to have a foundation. I mean, you know, lots of governance structures, you know, OpenJDK or, you know, I don't know. OpenOffice itself, for example, had this complicated voting scheme, but never had a foundation or any structure behind it. So, you know, clearly we can create anything we like, even before that's done. But I think it'll help speed things up.
Yeah, I agree. Anyone has a rough idea on how to set up this committee and how they should work? I mean, I think we basically have in the bylaws that there will be such a committee and that there are certain voting policies, but now we need to vote on the committee itself.
May I just propose something here? This is Charles speaking.
Sure.
Well, something very simple, at least for the start, knowing that this is going to be anyway a trial, try and error process. Let's start with a committee made of three steering committee members, period. One will be developer, the other one will be non-developer, and the third one will be somewhere in between, like QA or localization. We start by these three people, and they will be in charge of, they will form the first membership committee, and then we'll see exactly how it evolves. How about that?
I'm even thinking about maybe adding, we have, of course, lots of people now in the community who showed active engagement who are not part of the steering committee, so having two or three people from the SC is a good idea, but how about adding maybe two just to draw in a number from the non-steering committee community?
More people. It's just going to be, you know, overcrowded mailing list.
I don't know, Charles. I think there is some wisdom in that. Personally. Personally, I'd like someone from each community to be there, you know, that people trust. So
yeah, take my word out of my mouth. So either go for, like, three, so that would be maybe two from the SC, one from the remaining community, and or five, as Florian proposed. That would be my take.
And, you know, this is not going to be a popular job, because it's going to mean saying to some people, well, you know, you've done a lot of work, but you know, we can't see any of it, and or, you know, you've done some work, but it's probably not enough for membership just now. So,
yeah, quite.
You know,
it would be much boring Googling and digging around, probably. So,
sure, but I mean, what I'm saying is it's real work.
Absolutely.
It's not a rubber stamping task necessarily, and it's not a, it's one that, you know, you need contact into each segment of the community in. So we need a QA person there, you know, we need a translation guy there, we need this sort of thing. And they also need to be prepared to work.
And I think it's a good sign if we have not only the steering committee in this new board, in this new committee, because it's a good sign of the growth of the community.
I agree too. And I think the other problem is that we, you know, the steering committee is not under-occupied at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, and to pile more things on our own plates is perhaps unfortunate.
And I think in cases where there are real issues or the committee can decide or whatever, there's always the steering committee that can veto or again can give advice. But as you said, for the most of the work, we can have other people as well. Having part of the steering committee sitting there is not a problem to me, but I'd like to make it a bit more open.
Are you okay with that, Charles? Or?
Yeah. Well, again, it's true that there is wisdom. I just want to make sure that we keep the committee small, at least at first. Basically, I don't want this to be an entire sub-project, at least at the beginning.
Mm.
We need people who know, well, who have a transversal overview of how to use.
Well, they're going to need to be pretty zen, huh?
Yes, I agree. But I think it's hard to get away from the fact that it is a lot of work and that we're all busy. So, you know. Okay. So then, if it's steering committee members and some others, can we put some names forward? Because, I mean, it seems like we're agreed generally that this is something we want to get going now, at least. Is the consensus on that? Does anyone object?
No, let's go.
Go. Perfect. So we've agreed that we do it. The next question is, you know, finding volunteers from the steering committee and elsewhere to do it.
I nominate Sophie.
I think Sophie.
I know.
Sophie's name is on my list as well, actually, you know. List of victims. Wow. Excellent. Well done, Sophie. Thank you for choosing to lead this project. That's brilliant, you know.
Incredible.
No, seriously, will you do it, Sophie, or not?
I can have dinner now.
You want to?
I'm going to have dinner now.
you can't refuse now. Okay. So, sounds like Sophie's willing to do it. I was going to volunteer Friedrich, because he seems to have quite a good grasp.
Okay.
People, Torsten, you're his manager, I guess. What?
No, I'm not.
You're not. You're his stand-in manager.
Yeah.
How do you feel, you know, about losing Friedrich on Kendi's behalf?
All of that notwithstanding, Friedrich is just a great guy, and I do agree that he has, like lots of wisdom and lots of overview. So, yeah, that would be a great choice in my book.
He speaks 1,000 languages.
Yes, quite. Now, I was thinking of someone from the translation group. I don't know who... Well, we've got Sophie, obviously. Who was I thinking? QA? I mean, I think having someone from maybe Red Hat or Rene or someone like that involved. But I don't know. Other thoughts, names? I don't have any answers beyond that. I mean, I'll tell you the names I have on my list. Rene, Quaylorn, David Tarden, David Nelson, myself.
Andre?
Yeah, Andre, yeah.
Andre, you came to the meeting.
Sorry.
Well, are you happy to be volunteered to the membership committee?
I think it's like getting a cookie.
I can interpret.
Well, okay, I accept.
Perfect.
Thanks a lot.
Who else? Or do we think these three are enough to start with?
So I would... I think that those three are enough if everybody would be reasonably okay with that. So I kind of agree with Charles, because there will be quite some interaction in this group to keep it small.
Okay. Well, why don't we let them appoint other people if they need to spread the load?
Just wanted to propose that, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, out of those three, we have two on the line, so if they see serious issues with only being three people, then they can raise it now. Otherwise, I have no problem if they come next week or the week thereafter saying we need two or three more people, then we can do it. But for a start, three would be okay for me.
Yeah, I think. Christoph speaking here. Hello, everybody. I think that's totally okay to me, and I think if anybody thinks he's not getting known or getting ignored, so the community member might raise this to the SC as well. So basically, everything's fine.
Of course. And my expectation is that, you know, the membership committee would ask people to refer people and, you know, advise, because I don't think even these three guys, great as they are, will know everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't expect that. I thought that applying for membership is an active process, so we are not going to hunt all the members down, are we?
Yeah, that's true. I think it's probably worth hunting some members down to start with. You know, like the steering committee might be good if they were members. You know.
I don't think so.
No, you don't think so. Huh?
Okay, but no reasons. Okay.
Fair enough.
Go ahead.
This is the most funny call for a long time, to be honest.
Okay.
Florian, remember, we had none.
Yeah.
Right.
So I just proposed then that we appoint Sophie, Friedrich, and Andre as our initial membership committee, and we let them go to it. That would be great if they could have more people if they need to.
I agree.
Anyone else disagree?
Okay.
Okay.
One from me.
Cool. So we pass that then too. Is someone writing minutes to capture all this agreement?
Yes, I take minutes.
Oh, wonderful. I'll shut up then. Brilliant.
So this is put on your second. And when are they supposed to report back with their list?
good question. Maybe we can build it as we go along, and then we can just see where we get to. I mean, ultimately...
Yeah. But, you know, there are actually some of the proceedings should actually be public, actually all of them. So we would need something like this.
I think actually discussing individuals' contribution, I don't know. I think there's some merits for some of this stuff to be done in private. You know.
I know, but at least there needs to be some sort of documented process at some point.
Sure.
Yes.
I would just probably leave that to the membership committee to build that, make that up while they go, or...
Completely. I think we've decided this. What was next on the agenda?
Just community bylaws.
Ah, right. Perfect. I can shut up now.
So, I think community bylaws must be Charles? Or who entered it?
Me? No.
Okay. There's an action item called situation regarding the community bylaws.
Okay, that was me that added it, but Derek, and I'm not actually a part of the SC, so I'm just here to listen to you talk about it. I added it because I imagine you probably read my couple of posts about community bylaws on the SC mailing list, and okay, so up to you to talk about it. I mean, you're the SC, right?
I kind of hope that we addressed that the most important point you made, David, with the membership committee setup.
I must admit that, from my point of view, the fact that you're starting to set up the membership committee is like a first step, and I understand you can't do it all at once. So, as far as I'm concerned, you're moving in the direction I would love to see you go.
I think we're not very far of creating officially the ESP as well.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That's a dev's thing. So I suppose Michael, I even heard Michael mention the ESC at least once before now. So you seem to have like a virtual ESC going in your head at least.
We do. We have a kind of text steering group at the moment. But we can make that more formal. I think that's worth doing.
Cool. But I think you're quite right. With the start of the membership committee, that's a great step in the right direction.
Okay. So we've done that action item, it seems. It's in progress, and Dave's happy with it. So what's next?
I think it's
the future awesome. Management of LibreOffice.org.website.
Okay. First question, David. Actually, I do have a question for you. I understand that we have a website. It's much better than before. Thank you very much.
Yes.
But where is that reception, so to speak, that you are supposed to bring to the SC? Or maybe did I completely misunderstand?
Here we are. Actually, I'm still working sort of like on massaging the content because we got the new theme in place, and so now the content needs to be massaged a little bit more. And then Sophie will be very pleased to hear that I took like about 250 screenshots all under Ubuntu, so no more Windows screenshots or anything like that, and I've uploaded them all to the side. And so if you like, this work is still ongoing, but here you are. This is the presentation. I mean, the site is running. You have the new theme. It's all basically working. Now, there you are. It's your site, right?
It looks cool. Just so you know.
So how many
times did it? I mean, you're the brain side, right?
Sorry?
It's not only our site, it's yours too.
Okay, well, my idea was this. You did read my mailing list thread in which I was making a bid for Total World Power. Basically the website should be running in a rational manner. and with somebody, not just one person, but somebody, basically one person having a fairly, like, boss-type position in there, because, first of all, because you saw very well that when it was left to the website team to sort of like organize themselves and produce the website, it just didn't happen. So it's good to have one, like one person who's really taking charge of things in a way. Plus, there's also the question, if you really want to run the website optimally, then you have to think about it from a marketing point of view. And you have to heavily involve Italo and Florian. The website is a marketing tool. And basically what my idea was when I was saying, you know, I'd like to be sort of like the executive editor or whatever you want to call it sort of thing, was to be kind of a good secretary for you guys on the website. To be, for you guys to tell me, well, our guidelines are this, we want to do this, we want to do that, this is our policy, etc. And then my idea was that I would like to sort of like implement that for you and have a team, be working with the team, because I don't want to do all of this on my own, or, you know, I don't have any plans to do the whole website by myself by any means. I want to get people working with me. And I want to draw on people's good ideas. And I already have like a couple of ideas. I mean, there's Mark Pare who would like to get involved. There's Drew Jensen who would like to get involved. And so this is what I was talking about when I was talking about like an executive editor. Now, I know Michael is not at all into sort of like names or anything like that. So I understand. In fact, it doesn't really matter about the name. I even mentioned to Michael that instead of a name, what would be more useful, in fact, would be an email address, something like editor@libreoffice.org, because the idea that I had was to be in contact with journalists and bloggers and stuff like that, and that this is partly a technical mission, and it's partly a communications and marketing mission done in close liaison with Florian, Italo, and people involved in marketing. So there you are. That was my idea.
Okay. So I think, you know, first of all, thank you for your proposal. I think that what we want to have, given the fact that, and again, we thank you for what you did, the exceptional powers were vested to you were exceptional powers. So what we need to come up with is basically a team with people who have dedicated roles and do not get out of their ways to, you know, for different tasks. So I think that what we want to have is a small team, really. A small team of people who are in charge of dealing with their own respective things and who have to work together in order to make sure that we have to make sure these people work together. So basically, we may want to have someone, as you said, who might be the editor. The editor would be in charge of the textual content. That would be one, and I would be glad if that would be you, David, who would be in charge of that. The other one, we need obviously someone for the user experience.
Ivan?
Someone else for the site, you know, for the graphics and the design of the website itself. And then we need someone who would liaise with essentially the people in charge of the the overall infrastructure. But we need someone in charge of the site infrastructure, someone who deals with essentially the servers. Let's put it that way. So these people, basically, it doesn't mean that the website will be completely landlocked with these people. It just means that these people would be in charge of their own workflows, in a sense. For instance, let me just give you an example. You would be in charge of the textual content, but obviously we need to have other people, you know, we need to have the localizers, the translators of what you're writing.
Sure.
So basically, you'd be up for textual content. Obviously, user experience would be Christoph Nowak, site design, Ivan Miskovic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the infrastructure would be Christian Lohmeyer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to nominate one person on top of these four people yet. And I think that these four people, including you, are reasonable enough to work out, to work as a committee, basically. So it would be the website steering committee, in a sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the website.
I would be much in favor of that, and I kind of would not feel good with that. So my problem always is I just don't like single point of failures, and I don't like to have a situation where somebody's not reachable and I have to quickly change or react on something, like release is around the corner or something else happens. And I always kind of like a group of people that could take care of what needs to be done.
How about if each one of us had could appoint a deputy to stand in.
If I could just jump in, this is Michael. So to go back to my loathing of grandiose job titles, I think that's true. On the other hand, many open source projects have this concept of a maintainer, who is responsible for maintenance and doing all of the grotty work, the packaging, and reviewing of changes and so on. And I think that's a helpful distinction, and I suppose that's how I would see an editor personally, or an editor role.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the concern is always what happens when you have a bad maintainer, and how do we empower people to change things that need changing, quickly? So that, if it says RC2, then it can be changed to RC3 quickly, when there's a bug on a page and no one is going to get shouted at, and people feel included and feel like they're, part of the big picture.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I would like to jump in too. So this is Christoph speaking. Personally, I would like to be more like a contact person, or let's say having some kind of veto right, because I'm totally unable to do all the stuff on the page itself. I would be even more happy if some more people jump in for UX, but basically to coordinate that or to guide to a final decision, then I'm there, of course. So this is more or less what I understand in this, let's say, not role, but let's call it, person.
So just to say it again, Christoph, you don't want to veto. You want to be asked for advice. That's your punchline.
Personally, it's I didn't want to hinder anybody to participate. So I don't want to be some exclusive editor, but basically somebody who can guide and maybe a person who can load balance with other design guys. So if this is the role, I'm fine with it, totally.
So you want to be a network appliance?
Yeah, some kind of catalyst editor or something like that.
I think, I don't know, my idea is you should keep it to a relatively small team. And Christoph, if you don't have time to sort of like to deal with it always by yourself, then you should you've got Ivan already, who would be involved in this, and maybe you could appoint like one other person. But instead of saying, oh, I just want to leave it open, anybody from design can like jump in when they want to sort of thing. I think that's going back to the original mistake. I think it's a good idea, for instance, if you want to say that you have like one or two deputies that you consider are qualified to act on your behalf, and if I would similar to say, I know a couple of guys, if something needs doing on the site, then they can jump in and do it. That way you have some kind of controlling hand on who's jumping in and doing stuff.
Yeah, So basically, I'm fine with being the contact person at first, and I'm fine with enjoying some kind of privilege of having the final vote, for example, or to guide to the final vote, or to do stuff for the page. But I like to just to emphasize that I want to attract the community to join this activity, and I don't want to hinder anybody to provide information, ideas, or something like that. But basically, I think this is what the SC called about. We have to find some kind of interaction and some kind of a procedure how to do that. And I think we can do this easily off-list. on-list.
So, you know, this is Michael again. I mean, David, to me, the major concern, the only real major concern I have is that people that seek power aren't necessarily the right people to give it to,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the supreme problems in life.
And
will you actively try and encourage people to get involved, and will you deliberately do the dirty work that no one wants to do so that other people can do the fun stuff, and will you, you know, be first in every charge and last in every retreat? You know, are you someone who will do that?
Yeah, I understand what you mean. Certainly, I would like to involve some other people in there. Like I said, I'd like to get Drew Jensen, I think, of, and Mark Paré. I'm not hung up on you know, being appointed to this. I'm not hung up on the whole thing. You know, I can quite happily go back and work on documentation, because there's a whole lot of work I could get on with there.
Sure.
I mean,
that's a good attitude. I'm happy. I'll shut up.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah, just including other people is important. You know, and empowering others is really key.
Yeah. But I have, like since I've got you on the line, Christoph. I can see you sort of like, you want to throw the whole thing open to the whole community. Are you talking about design, or are you talking about every aspect of the website?
Maybe one sentence, Arthur. This is a steering committee meeting. I would like to do it like we did, or like I tried for some years within openoffice.org, keeping the doors open, but at the same time keeping the quality high by guiding and by helping people to get to the right decisions with regard to user experience. And I think this also applies to anything else. So each one is a first start. Everyone has a right to raise an idea and to get this idea discussed or maybe judged upon. And so the more this is done in public, the more people know what's good or what may be not that helpful. And so we are guiding the community until it's self-sustaining, because we won't stay forever. We want to have people that follow, and we want to have people that are, let's say, act on their own behalf at the end, and we have plenty of things to do, planets, blogs, whatever. And so I don't like to reserve something on my own, but to guide, basically. This is what I think, but let's discuss this later on, I think. But I hope it works. At least it was some kind of answer which might help you.
It's certainly an answer. Yeah.
Thorsten here. So I think that resonates really well with me. And from my experience, is that that at least the developer community works like that, and I have to say quite successfully. So we're just not afraid of change. We just embrace change, and if something breaks, then we quickly fix it. But overall, the thing is improving, because overall the people are improving and learning, and you just get more contribution like that.
Sure. Well,
I'm just not. I mean,
whatever. You're the experts here, guys. So,
well,
you know,
no, I'm not so much an expert about web design. So I would defer that to you. Actually, I'm just kind of saying that I that resonates with me what Chris said.
Right. Sure. Well.
So can I make a concrete suggestion so we can move on?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
So why don't we try a trial period for this of, say, the next 2 months, and put you, David, Ivan, Christoph, and I forget who the fourth person was, in some group of four people.
Christian Lohmeyer.
Christian, who is a genius. I love the man.
Yeah, absolutely.
So my proposal would be that we put those four people for a trial period in charge of the website and, you know, say, go away and kick ass, you know, and let's see what comes out of it. Does anyone disagree with that, want to argue against it?
Well, I think it's a very sensible proposal, and it has the merit of being quite empirical and reality-based, and I like what's empirical and reality-based when it comes to work. So,
and what I want the SC to think of is whether we can have at least something we can show that we invite or let other people join. So, for example, some kind of a wiki page, how to contribute or something like that. I would like to come to a sensible, some kind of sensible information within the next time. So these 2 months, maybe we have to, if you re-evaluate this decision or whatever, I don't know, we may show this and maybe it works.
Okay, sounds good to me. So, Olivier, are you with us? Let me ask you, because I didn't hear much from Brazil. What are your thoughts?
Hello, yes, I'm listening. I was just in the mute.
Sure.
But I think that I think I agree with Thorsten and Chris. I stay with you in the same kind of opinion.
Okay. So, that sounds like one solution. I think with Christoph's addendum to say in the wiki that, you know, we're encouraging other people to get involved, maybe. I'm sure, David, you can knock that up in seconds.
Sure.
There was something about Drupal. What's the story with Drupal? Charles?
Wait a moment. Just for the notes, did we have a decision now on this? I think yes.
Yes, we have four people forming the website steering committee.
Okay.
Let me go over the names again. David Nelson for textual content. Christoph Noack for user experience related topics. Ivan Miskovic, Ivan M, for the site website design itself.
Sorry, okay, I'll check the exact name on the mailing list, I guess.
Miskovic.
And he's in charge of
the website design, like more the graphics in a sense and the framing, just the design itself.
Okay.
And Christian Lohmeyer for the site infrastructure. And we'll give this a trial period of 2 months or something. See how it works.
Okay.
So, and it's going to be a great transition to the other part of this topic. Of course, these people are working on a website which is based on Double Stripe and not on Drupal. We do understand that when we asked for proposals, we ended up with two final proposals that we had to decide between. One was Silver Stripe, the other one was Drupal. In the end, the steering committee decided itself for Silver Stripe. And right now, the LibreOffice.org website runs on Silver Stripe. And we intend to have it run and continue to improve it. The second proposal was on Drupal. And we thank you we thank the people who, you know, advocated for Drupal. In the end, we basically said that we could reevaluate the Drupal candidacy later on. And we're not really, we might not have been that accurate or that clear on this position. So let me make this clear. I had the opportunity to do this on a mailing list before, but I'm going to say it here at DSC, and please others feel free to jump in. We will reconsider at some point the Drupal option. We'll reconsider it quietly I don't know whether it will be 6 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, I don't know. But what I know is that it is absolutely useless to come back on any mailing list, forums, tweets, anything to talk about the Drupal position, to contribute to separate websites about Drupal and Drupal candidacy, and generally speaking, to nominate and appoint virtual Drupal website teams. Because right now, we're not working on Drupal. We are working on our present website, which is called Silverstripe. We do not know whether a grand unified solution for both the website and the development infrastructure and the translation and the documentation is good, or whether we want separate tools. We do not know this. We're not working on this. We're working on a website which is called, which runs on a tool called Silverstripe. And we might change at some point, or not. Or not. So I hope it's clear.
Charles, I have a question at this point.
Sure.
You know that the templates and the extension websites in OpenOffice is built on top of Drupal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that we should give that as a mission to this group, Drupal group in LibreOffice, to mimic something like that? I'm just
giving an idea.
No, because then it's frankly, I think we're going to confuse people at that stage. I think we may want to have. By the way, this should be actually an action item for perhaps our next steering committee conf call or in another one to discuss about how we consider and how we think about those extensions and what we want. And I think then how we do implement these extension website will be a separate thread. But right
from
now,
a point of,
you know, we want to make it clear that we're working on a website that runs on Silverstripe and that there is no hope of coming up again with some sort of alternate proposal in a week, in 2 weeks, in 2 months. We will make sure to ping you. We will make sure you know, we're interested in hearing about your thoughts.
Okay, so can we summarize that, Charles, in one line that can go in the minutes? Because poor old Andre can't write a novel here.
We work on Silverstripe. Silverstripe is a tool.
All decisions on Drupal deferred for 6 months, at least.
Yeah. Okay. No proposals will be accepted until we say so.
I think that's implicit. I don't know if that needs saying. But all proposals, you know, all discussion on Drupal deferred for 6 months. All decisions. It's perhaps distinct and useful. What do you think, Andre? How are you trying to capture it?
Yeah, I know. I have this. The brief summary from Charles is that we currently work on the website built on Silverstripe, and this has absolute priority. And, all other discussions or decisions are delayed for the next 6 months, and then we will discuss again about Drupal.
May I add a thought?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought my microphone is muted. I would like to add, but we encourage the community to discuss possible solutions, for example, for the template page in an open and transparent manner to present this later, whether it fits to the needs of the community or whatever. So basically, delaying or, let's say, moving forward with Silverstripe does not mean to not work on that, or?
No, actually, Christoph, I have to stop you right there. It means people are not working on this, because otherwise we're going to have the same problem again.
Actually, for the templates, you know, there's a very simple solution. We just put them on the wiki. Mark Barry has already started a page on that. We already have the first couple of templates up there. And it's very simple because it's easy. Everybody can jump in and maintain it. So there's as far as the templars go, it seems to be like a perfectly acceptable solution. And if we take a decision and say it's going to be on the wiki, then we don't have to think about it, argue about it, and agonize about it. We can just move forward with the work.
Yeah. Okay. So let's at least discuss some of these topics on the steering discuss list or on the website list, because wikis have the problems of localization, and you have no voting, and you cannot pick the. It's not a self-rated or a rated system. People will have problems to identify what's good, what's not, and so. But this is a technical or whatever stuff. So I'm fine with it, and I just wanted to add this thought, because basically I do want to see some of the improvements, but as Charles said, nobody is working on it. And okay, let's wait.
Just, Christoph, to tell something to your point. In general, I agree that it's always good to have discussions and to bring in new ideas, to discuss new ideas. But as far as I understood, the problem with the Drupal team was that they, with all the discussions, they took away the people from the current work that is really needed to be done. So I'm fine with these discussions, but if the actual work is disturbed, then sorry.
Yeah.
This is not
I'm just taking an example here, precisely about the extension website. I read at some point that there was a project going on that was essentially working about an extension website for LibreOffice that was coded in Drupal, but it was, again, the same things and the same people working on the same thing, and yet, you know, come on, just drop it.
Okay, I think having a sufficiently far-out decision point about even using Drupal potentially has a nice chilling effect on all this anyway. 6 months is a long time in software and community.
Maybe there will be a brand new version of Drupal by then.
Okay, let's not be too mean to these guys. They are trying to help, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Shall we move on? Andre, did you capture enough of the sentiment that we can move on?
I think yes. Yeah.
Perfect.
Just one point I wanted to add. It goes back to what David said a few minutes earlier. Just something I wanted to insert. David, you were asking about official email addresses for contacts and the like, and actually it's not the first time that we have been asked this. The current standpoint that we have is right now we hand out Document Foundation org addresses, but these should only be reserved for official representatives of the Document Foundation. What we indeed plan to do, because it's a nice bonus and it's also good for getting in touch with other parties and looking somehow official, is to, as soon as we have the membership committee working and first memberships approved, our idea is to hand out LibreOffice or community LibreOffice org addresses to those that have been approved. So it's definitely on our agenda. It's not that high priority. There have been much more important things, but just confirmed also to me that lots of people were asking for that. So we're indeed working on this. Maybe this helps a bit more.
Sure. Well, I mean, in any case, I was thinking you should have, like, it would be like a generic mailbox. I mean, not just under the control of one person, but in any case, you just do it the way you think. Christoph, since you're on the line, about the wiki page, could I ask you to set the wiki page up the way you want, because you have the idea of having this wiki page, and then after that I'll contribute and help build on it. Can you start it?
Of course, we will start together, I think. Together means...
Okay.
Yeah, of course. It's not meant to put anything on you. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay, so basically we do have already this feedback page and so, and let's grow this a little bit. Okay?
Okay, fine.
So are we done with this action item for the moment, or is there anything else someone would like to add? Okay, hopefully not. So then I propose to move to action item number 6, which is communication about the OOXML export feature. Who ended it? Torsten? Has been here?
No, it wasn't me.
Sorry, maybe it was me. Wait. Anyone wants to sum it up? That's basically my question.
Oh, that wasn't me, the sixth. No.
The sixth, it was me.
Okay, that's all perfect.
Go on.
I think, formally and informally, let's put it that way. We shipped ever since, I believe, the very first binaries of LibreOffice, we shipped the OpenXML export feature, and everything was going well, and concerned citizens made sure that this feature got 10 times the amount of attention it was supposed to have. Therefore, I would say, by the way, playing in favor of OpenXML more than trying to actually fight it. Anyway, so I believe we should be extremely transparent in explaining why we ship the feature and what can be done in order to alleviate the concerns of people who might actually be worried about several things concerning the use of OpenXML. So I advocated that the steering committee or appoints or does it itself come up with one non-technical FAQ about this and another one more technical, pointing to the specific patches. And I think that what we'll be seeing is that, in fact, the problematic patches, that is the one that are coded by Novell and probably as a result of the Microsoft and Novell agreement, are actually extremely tiny, and that after those two FAQs, we may want to think at coming up with a brand new message for people who may want to save their documents as OpenXML, or even with an extension that anyone is obviously free to come up with, that would deactivate the OpenXML support. But in any case, we need to be transparent. We need to make sure that people understand what we did, why it's there, and why it's also beneficial, since what we are essentially supporting here is what Microsoft Office format of... we are supporting Microsoft Office format. We're not supporting any sort of troubled and murky ISO standard. There are people over there all around us. They do run Microsoft Office 2007, 2010, and the truth be told, there is a need for this. There is a need for, in order to be compatible, and so there's a need to serve our users. But we need to document that.
Okay, so, it all sounds reasonable, but there's some work that needs doing there. Who is going to come up with these FAQs?
I can certainly help, at least for the FAQs. Now we need to...
Okay.
Sorry, Sophie, I missed you. What did you say?
Just say thank you.
Yeah, cool.
We shall.
So, shall we move on to the last item on the agenda?
Yes, fine with me.
This is Christoph, you added it about reviewing the TDF work items, so enlighten us.
Okay, it's more or less about a reminder. Maybe I could have sent this also to the steering discuss mailing list, because we have some timeline there on the page. We have some urgencies. We already finalized some of this stuff there, and my simple request is whether we could review it, go through it maybe after the 3.3 release to make sure that also the community is more or less up to date what we are planning to do, especially with regard to some of the roadmaps people asking for.
So, Chris, are you aware of any urgent items that, that nobody is kind of pushing right now, since you apparently look at the page?
It's more or less, let's call it not an urgent issues, but like David already stated, I got some private mails asking for the bigger plan for some roadmaps to see where LibreOffice will go to, and so I thought it would be not a good idea, but basically an idea to have a look at this work items page, whether this should get some attention at the moment or maybe after the LibreOffice release, just to make sure that we are all aware that it exists.
Okay, so basically just a reminder to... Well, we could even keep that as a permanent item on the agenda, like first take minutes and last keeping an eye on the work item.
It's useless if I say yes.
Okay, I take silence as agreement. So we're basically done with the agenda, or?
Yeah, just maybe because I was just having it in my inbox. Just a quick question. I guess nobody will object. We had the Texas Tourism, we had the 3.3 RC3 announcement out today. What I plan for sending out maybe tomorrow. If nobody has something to add, it's just a short note to our announcement list about the finalized Trustum program. By the way, thanks, Michael, for taking care of that. So people do know we have a dev room, that we have specific talks, and they can visit us and the like. So anything you would like to add? Otherwise, I would just send out tomorrow very brief information with a link to the wiki page to the announce list.
I don't think there's anything else I'd like to add. The great news is that we've got travel funding for GetCohe there, so we'll have, for our major components, experts in the spreadsheet, word processor, and PowerPoint, and Draw, PowerPoint Impress, and Draw, there to explain how it really works and so people can get stuck in. I did an initial blog entry on the blog site, but I didn't post anything to announce. It would be good to have some kind of announce mail to go out about for them.
Yeah, I will do them tomorrow because I don't want to swamp people with two announcements per day.
Of course, they'll unsubscribe.
Tomorrow is good, I think. Okay, so...
One last question. Just about the RC3 to Michael or Thorsten. There was a stutter issue reported on openoffice.org today. Did we already take care of it?
We're already reviewing the reversion of Nicholas Nebel's calc fix that broke that. Unfortunately, in RC9, they pushed in really a rather big code change, as I understand it, to fix a bug that apparently wasn't tested well enough and introduced the regression. So,
okay, so we are aware of this?
Absolutely, yes. And we're reverting. And, it's gone through some rounds of code review already. So, yeah, sure. It's all under control.
Okay.
I hope. But thanks for checking.
Okay, then, if there's nothing else, let's call it a day, I'd say, and hear everybody again next week.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent.
See you.
Okay, thank you, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
then.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.